Gospel tonight, Psalm 77. I do not intend to be very long. I just have a thought on my mind and my heart that I want to try to share with you tonight. Something I feel like that we don't really take enough notice about in this day and time. I want to just read one verse, the first verse out of Psalm 77. The Word of God says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. I want to speak for just a little while tonight on the thought, does God know your voice? Does God recognize your voice? You know, God has given us a voice, the ability to speak. We're the only creature that God created that has the ability to speak. We do so because of the vocal cords that we have in our throats. The amount of air that passes over our vocal cords gives us the ability to speak. God did so, I believe, for the express purpose of communicating with our Heavenly Father. No other creature has that ability to be able to speak and to place into words our feelings and our thoughts to our Heavenly Father. Each one of us has a voice. Very few of us sound like anybody else. Our voices are somewhat unique. I can think of several people that you can hear on the radio or you can hear, and you don't even have to see their faces, but you know who it is speaking because they have such unique voices. I can turn the radio on and just as sure as the world is, J. Vernon McGee comes on the radio, I can tell you who it is just because of his voice. J. Harold Smith, Brother Edgar Thomas, Mays Jackson. Different people have different sounding voices, and the more we hear them, the more we are able to tell who they are just by the voices that they have. Some people have voices that are a delight to hear. And then some people have voices that sound like your fingernails are scratching across the blackboard. But you know, God gave us the voice that we have. I personally think that my voice is not the best voice ears in the world. I do not like to hear my own self speak. But you know, God gave me my voice. God could, if He had wanted to, He could have given me a voice that would have rivaled Squire Parsons. But He didn't do that. He gave me my voice. He knows what my voice sounds like. And as much as I may dislike my voice, God loves my voice. He loves your voice, regardless of what type of voice that you have. And you know what? God wants to hear your voice. We hear a lot in these day and times about hearing the voice of God, allowing God to speak to us. But have you ever thought that God wants to hear our voice? He wants to hear us as we speak to Him. The psalmist says here, I cried unto God with my voice. God gave us that voice that we could communicate with Him. God wants to hear our voice. Does God know your voice? Does God recognize your voice? Have you spoken to God enough that God knows you by the voice that you have? Now, we know God knows everything. God gave us our voices, and surely God knows our voice. But what I'm saying is, do we communicate with God so often that just from the sound of our voice, He knows who it is that's calling upon Him? I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. I can remember when I was probably 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, I would walk from my house, other side of McIntosh, to the library in town. I would do, especially during the summer months, I'd do that probably 3 to 4 times a week. And, you know, that was probably about a 6-mile round trip. And I'd go to the library 3 and 4 times a week checking out books. And as I would come back home, I would stop by my Aunt Anna's house there on Farmer Street in Union. And I'd stop there and get a glass of tea. But what was so different about that was that Aunt Anna was blind. She could not see. But just as surely as I walked up on that porch, stepped up to the screen door and said, "Aunt Anna," she would say, "Ronnie, come on in." She knew my voice. She knew who I was, even though she could not see me. And many a time, if it was bad weather or whatever and the door was closed, she would know it was me just by the way I walked across the porch. She would know who it was. We have unique voices. There was another time, a long time ago, when things are a lot different then than they are now. When I was a kid, Mama would let us go in the mornings. I'm talking about early in the morning. We'd go out into the woods, and we'd stay in the woods all day long. Occasionally, Mama would come to the back door, and she would holler. And we had to holler back where she would know that we were all right, where we were. But what I'm saying is, we knew our mama's voice. And my mama knew our voice. And as long as we were communicating back to one another, everything was okay. Now I know any of us that has children that have moved away, we want them to come and visit with us when they get the opportunity. But we've told our children many times, even if you can't come, at least give us a call. Let us hear your voice, and that way we'll know that you're all right. There's just something about the child's voice that will set you at peace and give you satisfaction that they're all right. Just hearing their voice. Now think about this for a moment. What about God? Does He not want to hear His children's voices? He wants to hear us every day. He knows all about us. He knows if we are all right or not. But God wants to hear our voices. The psalmist says, "I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me." And that's just what that saying is. It's just like God leans out over the banisters of heaven and puts His hand over His ear like this and says, "I give ear unto you." God is wanting to hear from us. How often do we communicate with God? Does God really recognize our voices? You know, God wants to hear from us through prayer. God wants to hear from us as we fall down on our knees and seek Him and ask for His help in our lives. You know, it's a blessing when your children come to you and ask for your help, ask for your advice. And God's the same way. He wants His children to come to Him, seeking His advice, seeking His help. But not only that, God wants us to come to Him in praise, thanking Him and praising Him for who He is and for what He has done for us. There's a song in this book here. I just want to read some of it. It says, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus all my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask Him, He will deliver. Make of my troubles quickly an end. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. He all my cares and sorrows will share. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and He will help me over the world the victory to win. God wants us to tell Him. Even though He already knows, He wants us to communicate with Him and share our troubles and our trials with Him. God wants us to communicate with Him in our prayers and in our praise. But you know, I was also thinking that God wants us to communicate to Him in our troubles as well. You know, there in the book of Acts in chapter 16, in verse 25, I think it is, where Paul and Silas were in the jail. They had been beaten and had been shackled in the jail. And at midnight, they were singing praises to God. Even in their troubles, they were still praising and giving thanks and glory to God. Not only do we need to praise God and communicate God in our praises and in our prayers, but we ought to do so in our troubles as well. What about proclaiming to this world what God has done for us? Each one of us has got a testimony as to what God has done for us in our lives. And you know, that is one of the greatest witnesses that we can share with this world, is what God has done to each one of us as individuals. We've all been saved by the grace of God, but very few of us have been saved in the same fashion. God uses something different in each one of our lives to bring us to the realization that we are lost and undone without God. And our testimony, the way we were saved, is one of the greatest witnesses that we can have with the people that we come in contact with every day. Using our own personal testimony as a witness to the lost people in this world. God wants to hear our voices as we pray. God wants to hear our voices as we praise Him. God wants to hear our voices as we protest against the ungodliness that's in this world. You know, this world has no problem in protesting against the things of God. I mean, they'll look you dead in the face and not even bat an eye and tell you that they don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't want to hear you pray. But what does God people do? Why don't we stand up with boldness and protest against the ungodliness that's in this world? God's given us a voice to do so, and we ought to use it for that purpose. God wants to hear us, hear our voices in prayer, in protest against ungodliness, and you know He wants to hear our voices in penitence as well. He wants to hear us as we come to Him and ask Him to forgive us of the sins that center our lives. God wants us to come to Him and beg Him for forgiveness. He wants to hear our voices as we plead to Him for forgiveness in our lives. And you know, I said this a while ago, He wants to hear our voices in psalms. I'm talking about singing. I thank God for the people in this church, the special singers that we have, the voices that God has given them. I thank God that they're using those voices for the glory of God. It's a shame. You know, a lot of these people today that have made it big in this world with their voices, they began singing in the churches. But now they're in Nashville. Now they're in concerts singing the worldly songs to this worldly people that's in the world today. It's a shame that God gave them a voice to praise Him and to glorify Him, and they're using it for their own benefit. I can't sing. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. But I love to get in this choir and sing. Mainly because all the other people around me is covering me up, but I still love to get up and try to sing. I just want to try to do something to praise God and to glorify God. The song that I like to call them, the Welcome All Trio, Brother Mark and Brother John and Brother Barney, I love to hear them sing. That they have that song that they sing, "We have so much to be thankful for." Don't we? Don't we have so much to be thankful for? Are you thankful for your voice that God's given you to praise Him and to thank Him and to glorify Him and to even sing to Him? I can sing to myself, nobody hear me, and I cannot sing Squire Parsons. I mean, you know, you all the time hear people talking about singing in the shower. But you know, we need to do that more often. Even if it's just singing where nobody else can hear you but you and God, we need to do that more often. What can one voice do? You say, "I'm only one voice. What can I do?" You can do the same thing that only one person can do. You can glorify God. You can do what God created you to do. You can sing. You can praise. You can pray. You can protest against this ungodliness that's in the world. You can use your voice to glorify God. You know, your voice, you can take that and make a verb out of it and say, "Voice your opinion." You know, that's what our representatives, that's what our congressmen are supposed to be doing on Capitol Hill. They're supposed to be voicing our wishes. But are they doing that? You know, this church here is a voice in this community. This church is voicing our beliefs to this community that we live in. But each one of us is a voice as well. We are to be voicing God's opinion to this lost and dying world. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice. There's no saying if at first you don't succeed, try again. Many times we pray to God and it seems like our prayers are not even getting to the ceiling in the closet. That does not mean that God does not hear us. Continue to pray. Continue to seek after God. Continue to voice your desires to God. God wants to hear our voices. God loves us. We are His children. He is our Father, and He wants to hear from His children. And that's all I have tonight. That's what I felt like God wanted me to share with you tonight. Do we pray to God? Do we use our voices in prayer to God? Do we use our voices in praise to God? We use our voices for everything else. Why not use them for what God intended them to be used for? Our Father, we thank You, Lord, for this privilege to be able to share Your Word with these people here tonight. Father, help us to realize that the voices we have them because You gave them to us. And Lord, You gave them to us for a purpose, and that is to proclaim the truth of the Word of God to this lost and dying world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in doing what You have created us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.